Wow, look at that kid move. I wish I could still move like that.
When could you ever?
Come on, we used to do cartwheels on the lawn when we were kids and headstands and somersaults too.
Oh, that's ancient history.
1960 is ancient history?
1960 BC.
Ah, before Claire.
No, before cellulite. My body hasn't worked like that since I was 18.
Mine neither. I guess that's the price you pay for reaching the age of consent.
And they say you're only as old as you feel.
Ugh, my thighs twinge every time I come up the basement steps. What about you?
Yeah, same for me when I come out of the subway. Too bad we're not built to last.
Boy, they are terrific.
Make me feel as though I need support hose.
Orthopedic shoe.
Well, let's get out of here.
Graduate high school without passing algebra?
No.
Can you go to college without graduating high school?
No.
Well, can you be an architect without going to college?
No.
What am I gonna do?
Your algebra.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Mom, do you mind if I donate blood as a career?
Do your algebra.
Where's Allie?
She got tied up at school. There's a note on the fridge.
Oh. Dear Kate, don't panic. I'm going to be late. Please make dinner. Why is she doing this to me?
Why is she doing this to us?
That's one. In the fridge, you will find a platter of lamb chops. If you have trouble recognizing them uncooked, ask the girls to point them out. Your mother's gonna get it.
We're all gonna get it.
That's two. These should be fried over medium heat in the nonstick skillet. Ask Jenny what a skillet is. Ask Emma which one is nonstick.
It's so funny.
Oh, Kate's trying to cook dinner.
Get back here, you.
But Eddie's mother invited me to dinner.
When?
In about 5 minutes.
That's it.
Mom, what are you doing?
Well, I'm just sick and tired of being the laughingstock around this house. I saw an ad in this newspaper for a cooking school.
Oh, Kate, we were only kidding.
Yeah.
That's all right. It's something that I really ought to learn how to do.
That's ridiculous.
Hi, guys. I got out a lot sooner than I thought. Saved you from a fate worse than death. I'll cook.
That's it. That's really it.
Was it something I said?
Mom's taking cooking lessons.
Come on. Who's she calling?
Hello. Hello. Is Julia Peterson there, please?
Yep, you got her.
Do you teach a beginner's course in cooking?
Yes, I do. I go meal by meal.
If you can boil water, you can keep up.
How well do you have to boil water?
Yeah, you have that.
Want a bet?
Well, I love a challenge. Why don't I send you a calendar of meals and you can pick one that doesn't scare you?
Well, this is really sort of an emergency. Are you teaching a course tomorrow night?
Yeah. It's goulash.
Goulash?
No!
Maybe I'll just pick up that calendar tomorrow.
Will they wait?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my mom will be here. She lives right downstairs.
Where's here?
Brooklyn Heights.
Oh, dear.
Oh, well, you can meet me at school.
Where's school?
Washington Square.
You're kidding. My roommate goes there. Allie, could you pick up a calendar of meals tomorrow? It's at Washington Square.
To get another cook in this house, I'd go to Red Square.
Great.
Tell her to meet me at the drama department, room 412 at noon.
Drama department? I thought you taught cooking.
Well, by night. Acting by day. All works out. I'm a self-cooked ham.
Great, thanks.
Bye.
Okay, bye. No knock. Who's there?
Mother.
Mother who?
I brought you something to eat.
Ooh, wonderful.
Made by a mother's loving hands.
What is that?
Don't worry, it's vegetarian.
Vegetarian what?
Don't ask me. I'm a carnivore.
What's wrong? Mother, I am either going to have to heat this or put a stick in it and use it like a popsicle.
Oh, well, I try.
Why don't you let me teach you to cook?
No, no. Then I'd be perfect.
What?
Did I sigh?
Yes.
Well, it's your Aunt Martha. She called. Oh, the poor woman.
What?
Oh, nothing. It's just that she's so lonely all by herself in that big apartment. I just wish
there was something I could do for her. Well, of course, there is one thing, but of course, it's just out of the question.
You're right. It is absolutely out of the question.
I haven't said it yet.
But it involves me moving downstairs with you, right?
Julia, I promised I would never bring that up again.
Good.
Of course, if you did, then she could move right in here.
If the Queen of England was as single-minded as you were, we would all still be using British accents.
You say the sweetest things. I think. Mindad?
Where's your mother? As if I didn't know.
Don't worry, I'm not bothering her. I just brought her something to eat.
Now, what about me? Would you like to defrost me dinner?
Oh, of course, darling. You know, if you did move downstairs, I could defrost for everybody at the same time, like a real family.
They say Shakespeare invented the soliloquy because he hated actors. Be that as it may, you've all been asked to prepare one. So who would like to go first? Right. Sandy, which one did you choose?
To be or not to be? Only today it's not to be.
Why?
Did you hear what happened on the D train last night?
No.
The train broke down, and I was stuck for 8 hours with no lighting. I tried using matches, but the fumes from the gas...
Sandy, this above all, to thine own self be true.
I had a date.
Get it in tomorrow. Chuck, you're up. Which one did you choose?
The balcony scene from Romeo and Juliet.
Good. Why don't you use Sandy as Juliet?
Well, couldn't I use you as Juliet instead? Oh, I think I could relate to you so much better.
You want to act? Act your age.
I'm not that old. Well, I'm not that young either.
Chuck, I have food in my freezer older than you. Relate to Sandy.
Could I go later? I need to work on my motivation.
Fine. Brenda.
I learned Lady Macbeth.
Terrific. Let's hear it.
Hell is murky. Fie, my lord, fie. Out, damn spot. Out, I say.
This spot is blood. It's not the family dog.
Wow. That's good.
Yes, Shakespeare was a real cover. Let's put some anguish in there, a little energy, huh?
Should I start over?
At least.
Hell is murky. Fie, my lord, fie. Out, damn spot. Out, I say.
Well. You have blood on your hands, okay? It's not lipstick on your collar. Let's get some emotion behind it.
Yuck!
Emotion, come on. Out.
Out. Out. I'm sorry.
In. I'm Kate McCardle's roommate, Ellie Lowell.
Oh, sure.
Come on, in class, give me just 1 minute. Okay. Hi, I'm Julia Peterson.
Hi.
I've got the calendar right here. I love your friend's sense of humor about her cooking.
Oh, that wasn't a sense of humor. That was a warning.
Oh, God help me.
You're going to need more than that.
Okay, everybody, I want those soliloquies in tomorrow. Stay out of the subway. Oh, I'm glad I could get seeing you around.
Me too, but I thought you were a student like me.
Well, I am.
You're a teacher and a student?
Yeah.
I don't get it. How can you teach without your B.A.?
Well, I was an actress for 14 years. They figure I'm qualified.
Ah, what are you studying?
Psychology. I want to be a therapist. How about you?
Art history. I want to be a... It'll have something to do with color.
Well, took me long enough to figure it out. When I was a kid, it was either to be a therapist or an actress. And then it hit me one day. Jane Fonda got asked out more than Joyce Brothers.
Well, at least you're on the right track.
Yeah. Back in Brooklyn, back in school, back in the loving arms of my mother. And late for comparative anatomy, which I'm failing. Coming!
So I said, Bernie. 38 is not the change of life in a man. You've always been crazy.
fine, and you?
What's the matter with you? You look tired.
I am too old to be taking exams.
Nonsense. You've always been stupid.
Hey, you know something? Bernie and I are going to get together and murder you.
Just wait till I get my hair done.
Hello? Hello, Keith?
Keith? Tell him I'll divorce Bernie if he plays his cards right.
Yeah, no, it's a fine connection. Yeah, you sound like you're right down the block. You are.
He's in New York? Hey, tell him I'll call my lawyer.
Are you quiet? Well, get off the street where I live and go back to the street where you live. No. No, absolutely not, Keith. Look, I'm teaching a class tonight, and I have a lot of studying to do for an exam. A 9 o'clock? All right. Bye.
What's he doing here?
What do you think he's doing here?
He's trying to get you back.
My back, my front, all of me.
Why are you fighting this girl? You go back to L.A., you get glamour, you get Keith, you get a hot tub.
I'm in enough hot water right here, thank you.
Exactly. Why waste your time on comparative anatomy when you can have all that good stuff out there?
Millie,
can I hang out till he gets here and drool?
Sure.
Hi, Julie Peterson?
Yes.
Oh, Kate McCardle.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Listen, I just want to apologize to you in advance.
For what?
Whatever meal it is that I'm about to ruin.
Oh, good. Another black bum. Hi, I'm Millie. I'm Peach's best friend.
Hi.
Hi. Come in. Hang up your coats. We'll get started.
Hi. What's cooking?
Tonight, we are going international. We have Senegalese soup, Middle Eastern pot roast, and New England chestnut souffle.
This is the stove, right?
And you said you couldn't cook.
Julia, this was one of the all-time great meals.
You all did a wonderful job. Would you like some more souffle, Mrs. Chesninski?
Oh, no, thank you. But delicious it was.
Easy it wasn't.
Are you kidding? This was a breeze.
More like a hurricane.
Mr. Goldstein, to the bus you're walking.
Certainly, Mrs. Chesninski.
Okay, I'll see you all next week.
Oh, no, everybody's got to be at my house tomorrow night to help me make this meal.
You want to live to Manhattan?
Great, I'll crawl over and get my coat.
No, wait, we have to hang around for a while.
Why?
Her ex, the director from L.A., is in town, and he wants her back.
Oh, no, I should split.
No, please don't go.
If there's a stranger here, he won't try the most obvious approach.
Oh, maybe I should just stand in the back and read from your divorce decree.
They never got one.
Oh, we never even got a marriage license.
Then what's the problem? Just say no.
I don't know if I want to.
I came on a good night.
I can't tell if I'm still in love with him or if I'm just ready to throw in the towel. I mean, between my mother and the school and... I swear that woman has the ears for that.
Hi. Hello, Millie.
Hello, Anne.
Your father and I have been discussing our financial matters and we,
Oh. It's all right. She's a priest.
Well, you see, things have been getting a little tight around here lately, and we just thought
that... Mom, let me guess. And you figured one way to loosen them up would be for me to move downstairs, and you could rent this place out for some more money.
Wrong, Miss Know-It-All. Although, that is a solution.
Keith?
Keith? What's he doing in New York?
Same thing you are, trying to get me to move in with him. You know, if you say no, you shouldn't be a shrink. You should get one.
Millie... In all the years I've known you, have I ever told you to shut up?
Nope.
Let's do it.
Ladies, may I open the door now?
Thank you.
Oh, am I in trouble?
Hi.
Hi.
I've already come 3,000 miles. Can I come a few more feet?
Oh, yeah, sure. Come on.
I know you.
Hi, I'm leaving Bernie.
When did that happen?
The minute you say the word.
Hello, Stanley.
Anne. Now, you see, I remember your name. Mine's Keith.
Not when you were born.
Oh, this is Father
McCardle.
Hi. Look, can we talk?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Excuse us. I'm in the... I'm in New York to audition actors for my new series.
Oh, you got a series? That's wonderful.
We got a series. There's a part in it for you.
A part in a TV show?
Haven't you heard? I'm not acting anymore.
A part in a TV show? What a night!
And I guarantee you a leading man you'll approve of.
Off the screen or on?
Both. This could be a whole new beginning.
If we find somebody who's looking for a whole new beginning, we'll let you know.
Mother, please. Keith, if I find someone who's looking for a whole new beginning, I'll let you know.
Will you think about it?
I've already started. I'm getting a headache.
Look, I'll be at the Bradford till Thursday. Call me. Give my regards to Henry. Tell them they're from Stanley.
That young man
offered you a part on the TV.
Very stubborn. He won't take no for an answer.
I didn't say no, as I recall. I said I'll think about it.
Well, I'll tell you what I think about it.
I know what you think about it.
Julia.
And you. Personally, I would need more facts. If you'll excuse me, I have some very heavy studying and rethinking to do.
You see, the problem is this. Every year about this time, he comes to the door, he opens the door, and he says, I have a very big deal.
Alone!
Why don't you two come downstairs and we'll discuss this over coffee? Some other time. Let me drink in this sight.
I just came down for paper.
Would you like a slice? I could pick off the sausages.
No, thank you. Oh, my. Junior high autograph book?
Uh-huh.
You saved it.
Of course. Read page 4.
You memorized it?
Just page 4.
To my darling daughter, whose smile is my sunshine and whose laughter is my music. Oh, that's so nice.
I got it off a greeting card.
Well, here's one from my homeroom teacher. Remember? Dear Julia, I have high hopes for you despite everything.
Oh, remember when he called us to school?
Yes, what was that for? Well, I was smoking in the girls' locker or making out in the gym.
You made out in the gym?
On good days. What is this?
Oh, that's your first bib from your first big girl dinner in a restaurant.
Mother, why don't you throw this stuff away?
They're my memories, Julia. If I can't have you, I have them.
You've got me. If I was any closer to you, I'd have to live in your cheek.
Or in this room.
You're starting again.
Oh, it was just a joke.
Oh.
I'm not one of those terrible women who won't let their children grow up. Am I?
No, those mothers make their kids neurotic. You just make me exhausted. There's a difference.
Say something nice to your mother while you have her around.
Don't talk like that.
Why not?
Because we're not Jewish.
Sorry, Julia, it's time.
Only if you go by Eastern Standard Time. If you go by Pacific Time, I've got 3 more hours. I knew I should have gone to UCLA.
It's open.
Hi, Julia.
Hi.
I am so psyched about tonight. Beef Wellington.
Liver.
Liver Wellington?
Just liver. I may even have some.
What's the matter?
Got my grades.
Bad?
English 91, French 86, and comparative anatomy. Promise you'll still respect me?
I promise. 38? Is that Celsius?
We're having turnips with the liver.
Oh, come on. There's always summer school.
Yeah, hi. Why don't I just quit while I'm behind?
Julia?
Only a director would have such timing.
I was on the way to the airport since you didn't call me.
Well, I didn't call you because I didn't know what to say.
Can we talk?
Oh, don't mind me. I'll just...
chop turnips, okay?
You're making a big mistake, you know.
Yeah, what's one more?
What's the matter?
Not my grades.
English 91, French 86. I'm still amazed.
And comparative anatomy was 40.
40?
Well, don't laugh. Some dummy's got 38.
What do you want? A house to fall on you? Julia, this isn't for you. You're an actress. How can you settle for being a little person in a little life?
Why do you talk about people as if they were extras? You know, each man is the star of his own life. Wow, nice. No wonder you got a 91 in English. I'm chopping you.
Julia.
So I said Bernie.
Can we be alone for a minute?
Sorry, I'll be so quiet you won't even know I'm here. How bad is it? That bad?
Julia, therapists are ordinary.
Well, what's wrong with being ordinary? You know, there's a whole world of people living out there. They're living happy, full lives without being stars.
And you think being a shrink can do it for you?
Yes, if I can be a good one. I mean, if I can help one garden variety neurotic tell off his boss or a cab driver or his mother, I would feel like $1,000,000.
And earn considerably less.
I'm not in this for the money. I am in this. I am in this for love.
Love?
Yeah. And you know what? Ever since I have come back to New York, I have had nothing but doubts about this. Even before the damn test. But now, since I've been talking to
you... But Julia, a 40.
There was a 38, and I have nowhere to go but up.
Go, Julia.
I'm going.
Oh, wait. You sure this isn't some sort of early midlife crisis?
How would I know? I'm not a shrink yet.
You could be a shrink in L.A. God knows we could use another one there.
Keith, I've come home.
You really mean it?
Yeah, I do.
Huh. Well, I'd stay and argue with you, but...
No, they might put you in the smoking section. Go be a star. Give my regards to the gang pool.
You got it. I hope this works out for you.
Thank you. Can we switch dinners?
No. I just realized I talked myself into summer school. Tonight, it's definitely liver.
Julia, I just thought of the perfect reason why you should move downstairs.
Offers a hand in sharing, then things start looking fine. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.